Zion Heshvan, Friday the 4th of November, Rabbi Shmuel Schwartz, Parsha theme.
I'd like to begin by sharing an idea which came to me a couple of years ago, and it serves for me as inspiration till today. The pasuk begins in Parsha Lech Lecha, Vayomer Hashem el Avram, Lech Lecha me'aretzcha, the Rebbein Shlom gives Avram then a sibui to go, to leave home, to go to the place where the Rebbein Shlom is shown to go. At the end of the parasha, we have a similar pasuk. Vayhi Avram ben tishim shana v'teish ha-shonim, vayera Hashem el Avram v'yem elov, ani kel shakai salich lefonai v'heyei samim. The version tells Avram then, that go before me and be tomim, be simple, don't ask questions, go with the simplicity. So if we look at these psukim, seemingly these psukim seem to be very similar. They're both commands by the Rebbein to Avram to go. Go! One's to go ma'at from ladzcha. And then the Rebbein Shem says again, "Hisalech lefonai, go before me, go, live your life." So the question is, what are these two commands, and is there any connection, and what's going on over here? So the idea which came to mind over then was as follows: there's two sivuyim here, there's two stages, there's two very different commands here. The first command is that Rashi says. Rashi says, what's this command to go? Rashi says, Lan oscha, v'kevoscha, v'shom ese, escha l'gogoro, v'kan iyat azeich l'bonim, v'oid sherdiya tivcha bo'oilom. Rashi says, when the Rebbein Shem told Avram l'chatchila lech lecha, it was a command to go. But with that command came a havtocha. The Rebbein Shem said, I promise you, where you'll go, even though you're going into oblivious, you don't know where you're going, where you're going to go is going to be a place of where it's going to be good for you, where you'll grow, where both in Ruchnius and Gashmius, this will be the place where you'll develop and you'll gain in every possible way. The next sivui Rashi explains when it says later on, Nisalech lefonai ve'eyeh samim, Rashi says in one of his perushim, Heye shalom b'chol nisyonosai, be complete, be a tolim, be complete in my in the nisyonos, in the challenges which I'm going to give you. In other words, after the Rebbein Shem has told Avram, there's sivui of going, go, and like I say, it's going to be for your best. There's another deeper and a greater challenge coming for Avram. Rebbein Shem says to Avram, "Hishalich lefonai ve'yisomim." Not always in life is there going to be a situation that when you go, it'll be la noscha lo tevoscha, at least as far as you see. The Rebbein Shem says, "Hishalich lefonai." There's another. I expect something else from you. I expect you, "Hishalich lefonai ve'yisholim b'chol nisyonosai." I expect you, and asking you, and commanding you to be sholim when things aren't going the way you would like it so much to be. In other words, there's the first command, "Hishalich lech lecha," go, live your life. You don't know where you're going into the oblivious. But I'm telling you, every stage of the way is only for what you'll see as the best for you. Later on in the parasha, the Rebbein Shem expects from Avram a higher level, a greater darga. He says, in this walk through life, in this lech lecha through your life, when you're ishalich lefonai, when you go before me, it's not always going to be that the way you'd like it to be. It's not going to be so clearly to you as la noscha lo tevoscha. And the Rebbein Shem says, "Hey, shalom b'chol nisyonosai." I ask you, despite that, to go at peace, to go accepting me, to go in believing that whatever I do is for the real best, it's for the best, and accept what I'm giving you as you go along. We see the Shemesh Shmuel explains that indeed the nisyon of the Akedah, the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu, that Avraham Avinu, was going to offer up his son, isn't in itself the peak of the Nisoyan. Of course, Avram would listen to the Rebbein Shem Sivoi, but the Shem Shmuel explains that the Ikar Nisoyin of Akeda, the main challenge was to do it with joy, to do it with peace of mind, to do it with a menuchas nefesh, with understanding that this is something which I don't see lahanosi l'tevosi. Yet, despite that, I'm shalom and nisyan nisayin. The lashon of the Shem Shmuel explains by day she kibbled tzuva Hashem yisporach b'simcha ani day zel nishchad Yitzchok. Yitzchok was only saved because Avram did that with simcha and peace, because the nevuah was Avram, Avram, don't kill your son. Had it not been that he was besimcha and he was at peace with what he was doing, then the nevuah wouldn't have come, and the story might have ended very different than the way we know it ended. We're just coming out now from Yom Neroim. The Mefarshim explain, what's the idea of Rabbi Akiva that he says that we make sukkahs, zeichel sukkahs, le sukkah mamash? Bishleim Rabbi Lezer says, Tanani HaKovet, we're commemorating the idea that Rabbi Hashem surrounded us with clouds to protect us. But sukkahs mamash, what's the relevance of sukkahs mamash? What's the relevance of the idea of building a sukkah in memory of the sukkahs we built then? And the Rabbi Mechai explains, this is a memory, this is a commemorance of that Klal Yisrael did when it came the time to go into the Midbar. Rabbi Shem said, it's time to go into the Midbar. They did not know, says Rabbi Mechai, at that stage that there would be this protection around. And they went accepting their feet that they're going to a place where there won't be necessarily water. Where is it going to come from? We don't know. Where's going to be the shelter from the heat of the Midbar in the desert of the great sun? And where's going to be protection from the rains? They didn't know. And therefore we make a commemoration of Klal Yisrael going at peace, going the Menuchas Nefesh, accepting if this is what the Rabbeinu Shalom wants, then this is what we're going to do. And as Rabbeinu Shalom says, the Pesukim in Nach, Koyom HaHashem Zuchat Elo Chesed Nu'urayich Abbas Kulu Lasoyech Lech Teich Acharai Bamidbo Be'eretz Lo'izorua. And Rabbeinu Shalom says, that's for you a very special Zuchus, that indeed at that time you were prepared to go, not knowing what was coming, knowing it won't be easy, yet despite that going with the Kabbalah of the Rabbeinu Shalom's Rotzen Ba'ahavon. I hear deeper that Rav Sadok explains that the dimension of the sukkah itself is this idea. Because sometimes when we sit here in the sukkah, as we know, it can rain. And when it rains, it means we have to leave the sukkah. And that by definition is the idea of accepting that not always the way we want to go, or the way that we see Lanoseinu, that Tevaseinu, is exactly like that. And now is the time when we have to leave. We have to leave the sukkah. And we do that, again, with acceptance and understanding, and that's the Rotzen Hashem. I once wanted to explain a medrash. There's a famous medrash that says that in next week's Sedra, when Avram was giving all the various different machnas sochim to the Arabs that came, the malachim that came. So the medrash says that v'yemad adoni enomot sasichei toni rebchia yukach nomat ma'im in the schus of Avram Avinu saying to the malachim, take some water. Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu l'Avram, you said you got my eye, I'm going to pay you back in three stages. The Midbar, Beretz Canaan, and Lasse Lovoi. And the Medrash goes to continue to explain where we see he received reward from this reward in the Midbar. That was the Be'er. Then in Eretz Yisrael, Eretz Nachemayim, each apostle, and Lasse Lovoi, Be'yemu Yitzu Mayim Chaim Yerushalayim, etc., etc. Right? Then the Medrash goes further. Atah Omar Tuvrocha Tzulag Leichem, Chayecho Shani Poreya Levnecha Bamidbar, Yishuv Lasse Lovoi. And there too, the Medrash brings Makkos, where we see that Avram, or Klal Yisrael, in generations to come, received reward for what Avram did. But then the pasuk continues, Ata amarta vishanu tachatza eitz, chayecho, shani porei levonecho, pirish onam lemasach harei b'midbar, they had danayah kovet, ba'oretz, where do we see that we received reward for what Avram had done, Be'eretz Yisrael? So the pasuk says, the Medrash says, Basukas Teshvu Shivas Yomim. They were zoicha to the mitzvah of Basukas Teshvu Shivas Yomim. Now the Mefarshim asks the question, where do we see the reward in being zoicha to a mitzvah? Reward is the idea of protection. You protected them, you put them in Tachas Eitz, you put them under the tree for their protection. So, there has to be a reward which is protecting Klal Yisrael. Where do we see in them being zoicha to the mitzvah of Sukkah? That's a reward. It's an idea which comes to mind as follows. We're saying and explaining, the idea of sukkah b'mehusay in its very essence is that it's a place where we go and we sit and we accept the Rebbeinu Shlomo Tzivoi. It commemorates the idea. By definition, Reb Solovik says, the Sukkah is that idea of accepting the Rebbeinu Shlomo's will. Who was the king? Who was the chief? Who was the highest? In this idea, that we say is Avraham Avinu. Shalom Chonis Yenoisai, Avraham Avinu came out completely clean in this idea of accepting the Rebbeinu Shlomo's will. In whom zechus are we zoicha to this mitzvah, which by definition has to be the idea of acceptance? That's Avraham Avinu. He, Avraham Avinu, who was mashrish in us, he who was kiveya, this idea of acceptance of God's will with a full heart, menuchas nefesh, in his zechus, we as Klal Yisrael can be mekayim mitzvah sukkah in the correct and the most ideal way, which we're saying is the idea of acceptance of the Rebbeinu Shlomo. So, Mizchus Avraham Avinu's chesed, he was zeicha that Klal Yisrael received a mitzvah, which is a mitzvah which being able to mekayim that mitzvah in its perfection is something which comes from him. That's the matana, that's the gift, that was the reward which Klal Yisrael received in his zechus. I heard from someone called Rav Simei Zilberg. Is a magazine at Stroll. He said a very beautiful idea. The Pasuk Pashva Yeshev, Pasuk Perik Lamadzani, Pasuk Chofei says that when the brothers were selling Yosef, it says, Vayeshu lecho lechem, lecho lechem, Vayisu einayem, Vayiru, Vihine urchas yishmeinem, Boa miginot, Vigamaleem, Noises, Nechois, Vetzori, Veloit, Holchem, Lohoyen, Mitzrayim. Rashi explains, when Yosef was going to be sold to these Ishmaelim, there was something very different to the norm. Usually, these people would take things sherechon ra. But lezen is damnu besomim shlo yuzak bireach ra. There's a difference over here. The Rebbeinu Shlomo tells us, the Rashi explains to us, that even though usually the Ishmaelim would carry things which would be rechon ra, no, this time, because Yosef was going to be traveling with, they had sorry veloit, which are besomim, perfumes, which reichon toif. So he asked them, maybe a kasha. If we're talking about somebody, lo aleinu, could you imagine, someone's been taken, rachmanu litzlan, to the chasron, to Auschwitz. Would it make a difference if along the way, the smell in the carriage would be a pleasant smell? Did that mean anything to Yosef at all? He's been sold down for slavery. He knows where he's going. He knows wherever it's going to be. It's not going to be easy. It's not going to be good. He's been torn away from his family. And now, along the way, there's going to be sweet-smelling and besomim. The idea he explains is very powerful and very beautiful. We've got a misconception of the state of mind that Yosef was in when he was going down to Mitzrayim. Yosef was so kashor, so with the Rebbeinu Shleilam. When he was going down to Mitzrayim, he was at peace. He was at peace of mind. He was b'mnuchas ha-nefesh. And yes, he did enjoy the besomim. He did enjoy the sweet smell. Because he was so at one with the idea of acceptance of the Rebbeinu Shleilam's will. Yes, he did enjoy. He did have hanah from that sweet smell that Rebbeinu Shleilam arranged that should be there for him. The Rosh Lady says, that it says later on the Pesukim by Yosef, the Pasuk continues, he was there in the prison. Ask the Beis HaLevi, what the Kedushas Levi, what is coming to add? He was there. We know he was there. What's the idea of being there? Says the Kedushas Levi, and developed a bit by Rechaim, the idea is that when Yosef was in the prison, he was there. He wasn't there second guessing the whole time, wishing he wouldn't be there. That he shone in his whole being, he was there. He was there, that means the acceptance of being there. The appreciation that this is my place for growth. This is where I'm supposed to be. That he shone, he was there in the full sense of the word. He was there. And that's why he explained further. Now when Yaakov Avinu heard about Yosef being alive, he said, Rav oid Yosef b'ni chai. And the idea is, Rav, he's greater than me. Because we know, Chazal tell us, Whatever that means, that Yaakov on his level wasn't besimcha during the time when Yosef was gone. And now Yaakov says, Rav, oy Yosef ben Yichai, v'hu melech. If he's been matzliach, people don't take depressives for people to be kings. Therefore, if he's been a king, he's a shalev Eretz Yisrael, Rav, oy Yosef ben Yichai, he's obviously greater than me, he has a greater darga. And the cherry on the cake, the beautiful thing which he said was, he says, Erev fonov terem omos, let me see his face before he dies. What's the idea of seeing someone's face? And he explains, the serenity, the peace of mind of a person is evident in his face. When you see the face of somebody who's at peace, you see in the face that peacefulness, that serenity. Says Yaakov Avinu, Erev fonov, let me see his face. Let me look at that peace of mind. Let me see that darga of Menuchas HaNefesh coming to fruition, manifesting itself in the peace of mind, the Menuchas HaNefesh, of the face of Yosef. This idea of acceptance of the Rebbeinu Shlom's Hanhaga, the Simcha and Menuchas HaNefesh, is something which is shaykh only to Klal Yisrael and not to the Goyim. Reb Chaim explained, the Gemara in Sanhedrin said as follows, Omer Reb Yitzchak, when Nebuchadnezzar was holding by saying Shira, and this Shira was Shira Leganois Kol Shiris V'Sishpochis Shomadovit B'Sefer Tehillim. He was going to say a Shira, which was so powerful and so great, it would have put to shame the Shiras and the Shpachas of David HaMelech in Tehillim. Came the Malach, Bo HaMalach, V'Sitroi Al-Piv, came and gave him a patch, and he stopped. So the question is, where's the Shira? If Nebuchadnezzar wants to give Shira, which is greater than David HaMelech, so let him! He's entitled to that. That's Bechira. That's a person's choice. How can the Rebbeinu Shlom send someone to hit him? Said Reb Chaim, David HaMelech, when he said Shira, was while he was being hit, he said Shira when being chased. He said Shira not in the time when everything was so perfect for him. Everything was just going the right way. It wasn't in a situation when it was a Lech Lecha, Lama Oscha, or a Tevoscha. He said the Shira when Bevorchem Le'ah Shalom Benoi, the Gemara says he saw Yevam Misa and he said Shira. So Rebbeinu Shlom said, let's really test Nebuchadnezzar. Let's give him a patch. Let's see if he continues to say Shira even when it's hurting him. And indeed, if he would have, of course, certainly he would have been allowed to. It was a test to see if his level of Shira could reach the level of Shira of David HaMelech. And that's why also Lovei we mentioned earlier on, the Goyim will be tested with the Sukkah. Sukkah, we said, is the idea of acceptance of Rebbeinu Shlom's will, Rebbe Akiva Sukkah's mamash, and the test is to see if the Goyim can relate to that, and they can't, because they're boyish in the Sukkah, and they go out, because they can't relate to this idea. This one said from Matisyo, the Ramban of Pasha Eschanon says, the Rebbeinu Shlom said, Loi Mirubchem, not because you're the biggest nation, Rebbeinu Shlom loves you. Atem ama'at, you're the smallest nation. So why? Because the Rebbeinu Shlom loves you. The question is, says Ramban, what's the reason why he loves you? Says Ramban, the sign of love, the sign of a relationship is, if there's within the relationship, sometimes one of the partners or someone does something sometimes which seems negative or is negative to the other one, if the love is deeper enough, then the friend accepts that and continues to love and the relationship still flourishes. Says Rabbeinu Shlom, that's why I love you. Why do I love you? Because you have that tchuna, different to the Ummah Sa'olam. The tchuna of being able to accept what I do, continue to love me despite when things to you seem not the Noscha and not the Tevoscha. So the question is, how can we have a connection? How can we try and work on ourselves? How can we, of course, come to myself, how do we connect to this idea? What can we do to relate and to ingrain this idea in ourselves to be able to live in this way? Many years ago, I was learning in, I think this was Toshim Samach, I was learning in Gateshead, Shiv Katana. And I don't know if you remember, but years ago, there was this story, there was a family Adler, there's a family Adler, made person in Zangazun, they had a son who was knocked over by a car. I think it's called Yeshayahu Yishai, Zechon Yevrocha, Shmilin Nishmosu, I'm saying now. And I remember there was being Gezer being such a small place, so there was a very heavy atmosphere. It was during Bin Hamtzarim, was during the 3 weeks. And I remember being very bothered. The atmosphere was very heavy and it was very difficult to learn. So I remember once waiting for my uncle, Zechen Levrocha, Reb Chaim, to leave yeshiva. And I walked home with him and I said to him, how does a person have the strength in these type of situations to be able to put oneself in learning? And he sent, and he told me this beautiful mashal, which made a very deep impression on me. And later on, when he was ill, I wrote back to him this ksav, which he'd told me then, and I understood that he was back, that for him it was a big inspiration. He said a beautiful mashal. Imagine if you have a ship, there's two ships. You have one ship which is traveling in the big seas, and suddenly pirates come on, and you go into the engine room, and they're telling their fellow, you think you're going to Italy, it's all changed, you're going to Somalia, right? Wherever you're going, different place. Right, the guy's inside, he's livid, but he does what he's told, he turns the thing around. There's another ship, which is also travelling to Italy, wherever it's going. And then the driver, whoever it is, the captain, gets a phone call, gets a radar thing from the boss who's situated in whatever, and he said, there's a change of plan. We're not going to Italy, wherever it is, we're going to Brazil, we're going to a different place. No problem. He chugs, turns the thing round, and he goes. So what's the difference? What's the difference to the first guy? He's livid. They're both told that where they're supposed to be going is not where they're going. Said Reb Chaim, the question is, where are you? If you feel you're in charge, the fellow who's running his boat, he's travelling wherever he's going, who are you, a pirate, to come here and tell me where to go? I'm going where I want to go. If you're in charge of your life, then when somebody comes against that, you can't deal with it, because I'm in charge of my life. However, if we understand that we're merely a driver for a company, we're driving for the company, if the company owner, the boss, says we're going somewhere else, I don't have a problem with that. That's within my job to go where the company director wants me to go. If we appreciate and understand that in life, we're merely the drivers, and the Rabban Shem Sphere life, then we find it so much easier to understand. If this is not the way I'm supposed to be going, then I'll go another way. And he ties the pasuk into him, and then the view so beautifully. The pasuk Membeis pasuk Chesed as follows: Kol mishporecha v'golecha olai avoyu. All your crashing winds flow over me. And he explained as follows: in life, there's also waves, which are golecha, big waves in life. Mishporecha, powerful waves which can break a person. Says David HaMelech, how did I deal with that? Olai avoru. I allow them to flow over me. Meaning, if someone stands to challenge a wave, the wave comes and knocks him down. However, if a person ducks, and he takes and accepts, olai avoru, then the wave flows over me, and I allow it to go past me. And to this I feel beautiful and suffer. There's a Gemara. The Gemara in Yevamos Kuf Chav Aleph says as follows, about Rabbi Akiva. Omer Gamliel, real tells us the story. Pam achas reisi mahalach b'svina. I was going in a ship. Reisi svina achas shenishpro. I saw a ship in distress. It was falling to pieces. It was breaking up. Reisi mistaya al tamachochem shebo. I was paying the idea there's a tamachochem on that ship. And who was that? Rabbi Akiva. Says the Gemara, b'shalisi b'avosha, I came to dry land. Bo v'yosho v'donafonai ba'alocha. He came to handle an alocha. He came to talk to me. Omar Dilat Bini, Mielcha, who brought you, who saved you? Omar, he said, Omar Li, Dach Shel Svin and Islamini, I found a piece of wood. V'chol gal v'gal shebo alai, na'amesi lo yiroshi, I bowed my head, I bowed my head. Zot the Gemara, mikanonu chachomim, im yavoy rosham al odom, yena'ane l'baroshoi, bow your head. And what's the idea? This is the same galley, these are the same waves. What was Rabbi Akiva saying? It was in a physical sense. But then the Gemara learns it in life. That when it comes a challenge, bow your head, put your head down. If a person can put his head down, then the challenge flows over. He accepts his situation, he appreciates he's there as a worker, and doesn't stand to challenge, and then the person has the strength. With this I want to say a very beautiful Osofa. That we said the pasuk is Salech Lefonai, there is something I want to say a deal. He's Salech Lefonai. then you'll be able to hey summon. If you're ishalach lefonai, you go before me, you appreciate that I'm the one who's leading you in life, you're going before me, that will enable you for the second stage of hey summon to be shalom ben asir noisai. Ishalach lefonai, go before me, appreciate that I'm leading your life, and then you'll be able to be hey summon. And I just want to add that Rabbi Simai Damo said another idea. It says when Yaakov and Yosef met together, it said that Yaakov said Krishna, and Yosef didn't say Krishna. So Mephoshim asked, Yaakov said Krishna, Yosef didn't say Krishna, whatever reason Yaakov had to say Krishna, Yosef should say Krishna, and he explained. That Krishna is the idea of the acceptance of the Anhaga of the Rabban Shalom, the acceptance of Rabban Shalom's leadership in the world. Yaakov understood, Yosef's already done that, Yosef's lived his life like we said. Rabbi Yosef ben Ichai, Erefonov, he's already said the Krishna. He's already lived his life in a way, an appreciation that Vershams and hunger is what's really for the best. Now Yaakov says, I have to say Krishna, because unfortunately, whatever that means, Chazal tell us, till now, Yaakov had not reached that level. It's getting late, I just want to finish off with an idea, a story of this idea. First of all, of course, not to mention that the Gerser Klozen Bogorovs, Chanyavracha, what we know about what he went through in the ladder in the camps, how despite that there's many stories, how despite that he continued his avoda, from Nuchsan Nefesh, that's the extreme cases. But I want to bring a dogma from today's people, and we see this idea. I heard from Rabbi Yosef Kaufman, that's the son of Rabbi Chaim, the Chanyavracha, that when Rabbi Chaim passed away, which was now 6 years ago on Shmini Atzeres, he said that when he was lying in Shmini Atzeres, his mamash, he was niftah after Shmini Atzeres, he was lying there and he saw his mamash coming towards the very end, and he saw his lips were moving. So his son told me he kneeled down to hear what he was saying, and the words he heard him saying was Chavuka Udavuka Boch Hashanah, which means what we say in Hashanah Rabbah. Chavuka means hugging Udavuka Boch and connected with you. And this was really the epitome of his, this was him, the whole way through life, the understanding, appreciation, even in the worst possible times. So the book about being completely connected and dovuk acceptance, this is the Rebbe Shem's Rotzen. And I heard from one of the aunts in the family that many years ago, maybe 30 years ago, he had a son, maybe Esrim Yossi, who was very ill then, Nebuch with the Machla. And he was in America because they had to endure a very serious operation. The night before the operation, there was a wedding of a niece of his in America there, one of the cousins. And my auntie told me, it was unbelievable to see the way he danced. He had a special way of dancing, he was just in the very middle. Face lichtig, in the middle, dancing dashta, completely at peace, completely connected, completely an appreciation that in life, something we only strive to reach, the appreciation that even when things don't go the way we should, We want them to go to be able to live with that. And have the Melchaim Lechaim, Rabbi Yashin, recently he went through an operation, and also the write-ups were all very clear. Before the operation, this fellow, this big doctor, Dr. Daniel Clare, who came specially, was just mishteinim, came in just a minute before the operation, he was sitting learning Gemara, at peace, blood pressure, everything's going the right way, at peace, understanding, and appreciation, something we can only strive for. And we shouldn't have to come to the big things. If we could begin, and talk to myself, begin to start on the very little things, where things don't go exactly the way they should, the little things are important. We see that Imam Avraham Avinu, after he'd been through this big Nesoyin of Akeda, there came a Nesoyin of finding a Makom Kavura for Sora. Seemingly something very, very, it cost him a lot of money. Rabbeinu Yenis has one of the Nesoyinis. Is that a Nesoyin compared to big stuff? The idea is, if that's what we're looking for, that a person is like big things, little things, just stays at peace, stays with that amenuchsa nefesh, understanding, that's the rosh Hashem. So let's try and internalize this idea ourselves. Never be tested with big things, but with the small things to come to the appreciation that the Rosh Hashem is doing what's good for us. Thank you very much.